I just know that there are a lot of people right now in Michigan not real happy with Jim Harbaugh in year five. It's not turned out like they thought it would, and it's not a good fit right now. Even though he's Mr. Michigan, it's just not a good fit. But, hey, we've got a good fit right now. We're going to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Every week we do for Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are you doing this week?
Doing well, Coach. Hope you're doing well this Friday. We kick off week five of college football. Hard to believe, but it's already week five.
Yep, kicked it off last night. We've got a game we're going to talk about that's going on tonight up in Maryland. And then, of course, we'll preview some of the games tomorrow. Hey, any odds out in Vegas right now on whether Jim Harbaugh returns to Michigan next year? A lot of scuttlebutt going around.
I wouldn't bet on him being fired. Who are they going to get? Some of the talk out here in the desert, names like Bronco Mendenhall. And listen, I know Harbaugh hasn't taken down Ohio State. He plays in the Big Ten East. And listen, that's a very tough division. It's right there with the SEC West. And who else are you going to get? And I like the guy, not his personality, but I like him because he does the odds and percentages. He doesn't make boneheaded mistakes. It's just his team's not elite right now.
Yep, it really is, and I think they've got to get some stability up there in their assistant coaches, first of all. Let's jump into tonight's game, Mike. Penn State at Maryland. James Franklin, head coach at Penn State. Mike Loxley, head coach at Maryland. Both of these guys had two separate stints as assistants at Maryland. As a matter of fact, they were on the same staff together from 2000 to 2002. Franklin, of course, had success at Vandy. He left Maryland to go take the head coaching job at Vandy and had success at Vandy, parlayed that into the Penn State job, and has had success. But the fans are a little uneasy right now, as fans tend to be. Back in 2016, 2017, they had 11 wins in each season, won the Big Ten Championship in 16, won the Fiesta Bowl in 17. They fell to 9-4 last year, and the natives are a little bit restless there. Mike Loxley, second head coaching job, horrible experience at New Mexico, was not a good fit. But the
on and off the field. Sorry to interrupt, but that team was like, his record was 2-20 something, and they were worse off the field than they were on the field.
No doubt about it. That was just not a good fit at all. And I can tell you from coaching there in New Mexico, it is a unique place, and you have to have the personality to fit in there to be successful. Lox doesn't have it. He's an East Coast guy, not a West Coast guy or a great Southwest guy. But listen, Maryland, they're loving it. They're at 2-1. They're talking bowl games again. Haven't been in a few years. And even though they didn't blow up the scoreboard in that Temple loss like they did the first 2 weeks, this is still a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now. And Penn State, you know, even though they've won 11 games, 9-4 last year, they're undefeated this year. They're ranked 12th. But right now, it just seems like that there's some questions to be answered in State College right now.
Well, the fans that have the issues are delusional, because what he ran into when he first went there was a total nightmare. They were lucky to win 3 games, and he turned that – it was total chaos. And what he did there was, frankly, it beat the Vegas odds, but convincingly. And you talked about Franklin and Loxley being on the same staff. They must not have liked each other. At least Franklin didn't like Loxley, because the last two times, Franklin must not like Maryland because Loxley wasn't there. But Franklin beat Maryland last year 38-3, and in 17 he beat him 66-3. So he didn't let up on his old team. And Penn State, hey, look, they struggled against Pitt, but look what Pitt did. They beat Central Florida. Maybe they're not as bad as we once thought. Penn State, very solid stat here. They're 26-11-2 against the spread their last 39 games. That's anywhere played. That's very solid. They're laying points on the road in this spot. Maryland has covered 6 of their last 7 home games. That offense, as you mentioned, they were putting up big numbers until they ran into Temple. This is the most anticipated Maryland home game in recent memory. I heard some classes have been canceled. It's going to be a tough test for Penn State. They're a 6.5-point favorite on the road.
It's going to be a fun game to watch tonight, no doubt about it.